Jean Marie Davis is a mathematician and married to former Congressman Tom Davis. She served as both a delegate and state senator representing Vienna and Fairfax. She also directed Virginia's Office of Intergovernmental Affairs.
After spending 10 years in the legislature, including leadership as the majority whip in the House, and 3 years serving in Governor McDonald's cabinet, directing the Washington office, I have got the broad base of experience that's necessary.
More than 140 of her bills became law, including the Children's Health Care Program and the nation's first ever anti-spam law. One priority is tackling Medicaid's soaring cost.
I'd like to pull together a work group to take a comprehensive look at the nursing home care portion of Medicaid. Medicaid is currently 25% of our budget and growing. About 70% of the dollars spent on Medicaid are for nursing home care. And we've been talking a lot about the health care side, but we're not doing a heck of a lot of talking about the long-term care side. And that's going to continue to grow because our population's growing older.
Davis also proposes economic development and education reforms to enable Virginians to telework to high-tech jobs.
What I'd like to do is to create a synergy between the Northern Virginia IT community, of which I come from, with the rural and urban communities that have high unemployment, and see if we can work with our community college system to create good workforce training, to create a skilled workforce in those areas that align with what the needs are in the IT community. In Northern Virginia, we have about 30,000 unmet job openings. We don't have enough folks to fill them. And I think that because of 4G, we now have connectivity, internet connectivity in our towns and cities in the rural areas that we've never had before.
Delegate Scott Ligenfelter has served in the House since 2002, representing Woodbridge and Fauquier County. The decorated veteran has three priorities.
Government that is keenly focused on its constitutional obligations and its responsibilities, primarily to protect the constitutional rights of all Virginians. Two is to focus on the vibrant nature of the family in Virginia. The family is the fundamental building block in all of civilization. And the third component is the prosperity of small businesses.
Ligenfelter stresses that people benefit if small businesses do well.
80% of everything that's good that's going on in the economy today has a relationship with small businesses. Our obligation to small businesses as a state is to ensure that it has the right environment within which to be successful. Government does not create jobs. The private sector creates jobs. And the most vibrant piece of that private sector are small businesses.
He helped establish a tuition moderation fund to incentivize lower college costs, a tax exemption for disabled veterans, and a law to require a VDOT audit.
I was the fellow who led the reform effort to bring in an outside set of eyes to look at the size and scope of government. And what did we find? $1.4 billion sitting idle in VDOT, tax money Virginians had already sent to Richmond. So there's a lot of reform to be done, and you have to bring in an outside set of eyes to look at that reform because the bureaucracy is not going to cut itself.
The nominee will be chosen in the May 18th GOP state convention. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.